afternoon, the Appropriation Committee on Transportation, Tourism, and Economic Development will now come to order. Brooke, please call the roll.
Senator Arrington. Senator Avila. Senator Bernard. Here. Senator Bracy Davis.
Here.
Senator Grawl. Senator Leak. Senator Martin. Here. Senator Mayfield. Here. Senator McClain. Here. Senator Smith. Senator Trunow. Here. Senator Wright. Vice Chair Polsky. Here. Chair DeSigley.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Thank you, Brooke. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. We have three bills today, and I'm trying to drag this out a few seconds so that Senator Kalatayud can get here, but I can only do that for so long. I can't tell a story. I mean, I could, but I don't think that's probably not appropriate. So we're going to go to tab number two, Senate Bill 214, on special district funding by Senator McClain. Senator McClain, you recognize and explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Senate Bill 214 is a targeted rural access bill that puts special districts in rural communities and rural areas of opportunity on the same footing as counties and municipalities for certain state and federal financial assistance agreements so they can receive invoice payments for verified work rather than being forced into a reimbursement model that often they cannot cash flow. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Senator. We do have an amendment, so if there's no objection, I'd like to take up amendment barcode 451338. Senator McClain, please explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senators, this is fairly narrowly defined. It would allow independent special districts in those same rural areas to receive that. But also, a lot of times you have water and wastewater agreements that are being made between the rural communities while they're getting all the water, wastewater infrastructure set up. There's no revenue coming in, so this would just allow them to be able to receive the same benefit.
Okay, thank you. Senators, any questions on the amendment? Okay, seeing none, we do have an appearance form. We've got Edgar Fernandez with W3C Water and Sewer Cooperative is waving in support. Thank you for being here, sir. This on the amendment, too. And then we've got Laura Donaldson with the Immokalee Water and Sewer District is waving in support. Any debate? Senators, any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Senator McClain, you recognize the closer on your amendment.
Wait, close.
All in favor of the amendment, say yay. Any opposed, say nay. Show the amendment adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended? Okay, seeing none, any appearance forms? Okay, we've got David Rackey with Resiliency Florida is waving in support. Edgar Fernandez with W3C Water and Sewer Cooperative waving in support. And we got Jim Milliken, Florida Association of Special Districts. There he is. Hey, Jim. He is waving in support. Senators, any debate? Any debate on the bill as amended? Seeing none, Senator McClain, you are recognized to close on your bill as amended.
I would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 214.
Senator Arrington?
Yes.
Senator Avila?
Yes.
Senator Bernard?
Yes.
Senator Bracy Davis?
Yes.
Senator Grawl? Yes. Senator Leak? Yes. Senator Martin? Yes. Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator McClain?
Yes.
Senator Smith? Senator Trunow?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Vice Chair Polsky?
Yes.
Chair DeSigley?
Yes. By your vote, CS for Senate Bill 214 is reported favorably. Thank you, Senator McClain. Okay, senators, we are now going to go to tab number four. CS for Senate Bill 1266 on cybersecurity internships by Senator Kalatayud. Senator Kalatayud, you recognize to explain your bill and welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The FBI has ranked Florida third in the nation for cybercrime threats. Our digital economy depends on trusted data and resilient networks. Florida currently faces a gap in the cybersecurity workforce due to lack of job readiness and time to clearance. That is the bill, Mr. Chair. We do have a delete all amendment.
Okay, we're going to, without objection, go to amendment barcode 528986. Senator Kalatayud, you recognize to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The amendment establishes a cybersecurity experiential learning opportunity program and Clearance Readiness Program within the Department of Commerce. The Department of Commerce will work with Cyber Florida at the University of South Florida to further the program. At 22 NSA-NCAEC, designated institutions provide CompTIA security certification clearance and examination federal security clearance readiness curriculum. The program elements were successfully tested. Outcomes include number of students participating in the program, the skills, credentials, security clearance earned. That is the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you for that. Any questions on the amendment? Any questions? Okay, seeing none. Any appearance forms? No appearance forms? Senators, any debate? Any debate on the amendment? Senator Colletta, you recognize to close on your amendment.
We've closed.
All in favor of the amendment say yay. Any opposed say nay. Okay, show that amendment adopted. Senators, we have an amendment to the amendment, amendment barcode 721228 by Senator Bernard. Senator Bernard, you recognize to explain your amendment.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I'd like to withdraw this amendment. Senator Callaway, we have some work that we need to continue to do, so we'll waive this amendment.
All right. Okay, that amendment has been withdrawn, so we are now back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended? Okay, seeing none, any appearance forms? No appearance forms. Any debate? Boy, it's exciting. Senator Colletta, you recognize to close on your bill as amended.
We've closed. Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Senator Bernard. I'm looking forward to working with you on this.
Excellent. Roll call vote on CS for CS, Senate Bill 1266.
Senator Arrington?
Yes.
Senator Avila?
Yes.
Senator Bernard?
Yes.
Senator Bracey Davis?
Yes.
Senator Grawl?
Yes.
Senator Leak?
Yes.
Senator Martin?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator McClain?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Trunow?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Vice Chair Polsky?
Yes.
Chair DeSigley?
Yes. By your vote, CS for CS, Senate Bill 1266 is reported favorably. Thank you. Okay, Senators, finally, tab number 3, CS for Senate Bill 694 on compensation of the descendants of Charles Green Lee, Walter Irvin, Samuel Shepard, and Ernest Thomas by our very own Senator Bracey Davis. Senator Bracey Davis, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair DeSigley. Good afternoon, Vice Chair Polsky and members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to present Senate Bill 694. This bill is about justice, not merely remembered as history, but carried forward as responsibility. If I may, on July 16, 1949, a 17-year-old white woman alleged she had been raped by 4 black men outside of Groveland in Lake County. Despite the lack of physical evidence and the established alibis of the accused, Charles Greenlee, Walter Irvin, Samuel Shepard, and Ernest Thomas, they were presumed guilty from the start. They were beaten. Confessions were coerced. Ernest Thomas was hunted down and shot more than 400 times. The other 3 were convicted. Even after the United States Supreme Court overturned 2 of those convictions, violence followed. Samuel Shepard was later killed, and Walter Irvin was shot by Sheriff Willis McCall while handcuffed in custody. For decades, their family carried the weight of wrongful convictions, wrongful incarcerations, and wrongful death. Florida has since acknowledged the truth. In 2017, the legislature formally apologized. In 2019, Governor Ron DeSantis granted full posthumous pardons. And in 2021, the courts vacated the convictions. SB 694 represents the final step. This bill provides compensation to the next of kin of the Groveland Four, consistent with the state's own findings of innocence. It fulfills an obligation the state has already recognized to redress the loss of life and the violation of civil rights these men and their families endured. Let me say this. No amount of money can restore a life taken, a future stolen, a family shattered. But compensation is the remedy the law provides, and it is the remedy the state owes. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Senator Bracey Davis, thank you. Any questions on the bill? Okay, seeing none, we have one appearance form. And I cannot read the first name, so forgive me, but Mr. Hollinger? Thank you for being here, sir. You are recognized, and if you could please state your first name so that I'll remember forever.
Thank you, Chair DeSigley. It's Delatry.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair DeSigley, Vice Chair Polsky, and Senators. I am Delatry Hollinger of Tallahassee. 76 years ago, a great American tragedy of justice took place when Ernest Thomas, Charles Greenlee, Samuel Shepard, and Walter Irvin were falsely accused of rape in Lake County. Known as the Groveland Four or the Groveland Boys, Senator LaVon Bracey Davis and Representative Rashawn Young have been stalwarts in continuing to work towards ensuring that true justice prevails. I first learned of the Groveland Four during my service as a legislative aide to Senator Geraldine F. Thompson. Senator Thompson spoke with astounding recall as she eloquently described the harrowing story that has been the subject of books and documentaries. During the 2016 legislative session, I drove her to Lake County when the Groveland City Council passed a resolution apologizing to the families of these gentlemen. The following year, the legislature acknowledged the wrongful actions perpetrated against the Groveland Four. In 2018, Senator Marco Rubio advocated strongly for them to be pardoned, and in 2019, Governor DeSantis granted them a full pardon. In 2021, Ernest Thomas, Charles Greenlee, Samuel Shepard, and Walter Irvin were exonerated in Lake County. Today, we have an opportunity to not only bring justice to a family who has sought it for nearly eight decades, but a yes vote also honors the legacy of my late boss, Senator Geraldine Thompson. Her mellifluous elocution when presenting her bills was spellbinding, and we all miss her presence in these hallowed halls. The passage of this bill ensures that her legacy continues to endure as a legislator, leader, historian, and civil rights advocate. Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. Okay, Senators, any debate on the bill? Any debate? Senator Smith in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to applaud Senator Bracey Davis for bringing this very, very good bill forward. This is a very, very important step for the legislature to be taking here today. And it is a good day in the Florida Senate when we pass this bill unanimously through this committee. Thank you, Mr. Chair, for putting it on the agenda, and especially Senator Bracey Davis for leading on this very, very, very important bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Smith. Any further debate? Senator Bracey Davis, I will say again, thank you for your leadership on this. I want to thank the folks that came here today and been advocating for this really important issue. And, you know, it's an honor for me to obviously chair this committee, and I look forward for this bill to continue to move forward. So with that, Senator Bracey Davis, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. I echo the sentiments of Senator Smith. Thank you for agending this bill. Thank you to all of you that have co-sponsored. For those that have not co-sponsored, I invite you to do so. Senate Bill 694 allows Florida to close this chapter with integrity. Martin Luther King said it's always the right time to do the right thing. Members, senators, this is the right thing. And with that, I close.
Okay, thank you. Please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 694.
Senator Arrington?
Yes.
Senator Avila?
Yes.
Senator Bernard?
Yes.
Senator Bracey Davis?
Yes.
Senator Grawl? Senator Leak?
Yes.
Senator Martin?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator McClain?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Trunow?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Vice Chair Polsky?
Yes.
Chair DeSigley?
Yes. By your vote, CS for Senate Bill 694 is reported favorably. Well done. Thank you. Senators, we are finished. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today? Excellent. Is there any other business before the committee? Even better. Senator Grawl moves we adjourn. Is there objection? Seeing none, show that motion adopted. We are adjourned. Thank you.